Yeah, I'll start with the injuries. Patrick Lee had an ankle, did not return. The x-rays were negative. Donald Driver, it's the same quad. He dropped out in the second quarter. Aaron Rodgers had an ankle sprain and did return. Just some comments on the game. Excellent road victory, just like we talked about as a team. You know, first time a shutout on the road since 1991. Very proud of our defense. I thought they were outstanding today, particularly with the three turnovers and the two big stops on fourth down. So also factored huge in the field position. Tim Maste was outstanding. I think we're about 180 yards in field position, and that also obviously factored in the game. You know, offensively, didn't do a very good job on the third downs. I felt like we were probably thinking a little bit too much, and then we got back to some base things in the second half. And, you know, the penalties, you know, stopped us in the second half. So, excellent road win. We're glad to be at 5-3. We're looking at it as it's a 7-day season right now until we get to the bye. And we got a big one at home Sunday night at Dallas. So, we've been fighting through a tough spot. Very proud of what we accomplished here today.
Matt State really seems to turn it around the last little while. Minus up to 20, as many as he had all season. What was the key for him to...
Well, Tim's a young man. He's young and experienced also in this league, and you can see him getting better and better. And it really started throughout training camp when he was in the competition, and I feel he's improving as the games go on. But there's no, you know, no lack of talent. He's exceptional with his leg strength, and he has very good mechanics, very good fundamentals, and he was huge for us today.
Like, were you expecting as much coverage today as you played?
Well, I thought they played us very similar to Miami, which, you know, didn't surprise me. You know, just know Mike Nolan, background with this defensive staff. But, you know, frankly, I'll take responsibility for the offense. We centralized a lot of things based on the way we viewed them as a defense, and we probably overanalyzed certain situations, and I thought we played that way in the first half, especially on third down. I mean, we just, you know, we couldn't extend the drive there, and it came in at halftime, went back to the basics. I thought we moved the ball, you know, very well, but then, you know, we had the costly penalties on those first two series because, you know, I mean, it was a quick third quarter, so we need to clean some things up on offense and obviously be more productive in points. The run game, I thought we would definitely have to give credit to the run defense. I thought we'd be able to come in here and run the ball more efficiently.
Mike, by overanalyzing, did you think what you were throwing too short, or what did you think it was?
Say it again?
On the third downs and overanalyzing, were you throwing too short?
No, I'm just talking about the way we played. They looked like they were moving faster than we were. It's like anything in football. You can't go out and try to be right all the time. You need to go out and play. Trust your adjustments. I mean, in the National Football League, in my opinion, the four fundamentals of football are obviously blocking, tackling, taking care of football, and adjustments. I mean, there's adjustments on every single play that these players make. We need to go out there and just run our base offense against these defenses, and let's just go play.
Mike, does it surprise you to shut a team out with essentially five starters on the field?
That's a credit to our players, and I'll tell you what, it's a credit to our defensive staff, just to have four transactions in 1 week, and just to get the players acclimated, juggling the 53 to the 45, was really a challenge, particularly for Sean Slocum. I can't say enough about the job he's done, because that's the first area that's been affected by, our changing in the depth chart week to week, and I thought Don did a very good job of inserting those guys. But, same deal. They came down. We played our defense. They played at a high level. We've been kind of getting our hands on a number of balls. Our turnover ratio, we haven't been pleased with it all year, and I thought we made a big step in the right direction. I mean, the three takeaways and stop them twice on fourth down, I mean, that's pretty much five takeaways in that game. That's huge. That's the way we play defense.
I think when Donald went down, without JerMichael and Ryan Grant, you just didn't have many weapons on offense. Did that affect you?
Tom, I don't think that way. We got players, and I love our players. I need to do a better job, and I'll get that done. I thought our point production would be definitely higher than 9 points coming into this game. I give credit to the Jets defense, but I need to do a better job. But there's nothing wrong with the play and the players, the quarterback and things like that. We need to do a better job of just putting them in better position to be successful.
What did you think the win was
factor? I'll tell you what, it was different. I mean, I. you know, when you come in from the outside, it felt like it was, you know, obviously a lot windier. The stadium's beautiful. They did a great job with the structure. You didn't really feel it in pregame, but then you go, you look at the field goal posts and they're shaking. So it had its moments, but the win was no excuse today. We had a couple balls on the boundary that may have factored in, but I didn't think it was a huge factor in the game.
How much was it on the field goals? Because each team missed the field goal.
Well, that's the thing. There wasn't consistency. I think you could look it into that. Yeah, it looked like particularly their kick that he played it. He played the win, and it didn't happen. So, but I'll give a better view of that once I see the film there. I didn't.
Mike, you told them upstairs on that challenge on the punt that the spot should have been further back and.
Well, it looked like it. I was on the other side of the field, but it looked like it was close because just the way he was extended and but the call clearly came from upstairs, and we were able to get it, the flag thrown before they got on the football. So big play in the game.
Mike, in your tenure here, where does this win rank?
Oh goodness, Shoot, I feel like I've done this long enough that I don't rank them. I mean, we're going to have bigger wins than this in my time in Green Bay. You can trust me on that. But this is an excellent road win.
Can you just talk more about the run defense, especially
without Pickett? They stepped up. I mean, Hire Grant, I thought, did a nice job stepping in there. But it's, A.J. Hoxton announced him and Bishop doing a great job running that defense. And our guys are, getting off box, staying square at the line of scrimmage. That's a damn good run team. We felt that they were the best run team we had played to date, and that was a heck of a job by our defense.
Mike, was it close on Colin Jenkins did you work him out today, or did you think
he had a very good workout on Friday, but then when he came in Saturday, we pretty much knew because just the way he responded from the workout Friday. He went through it with the trainers and the strength coach, and Mike Turgevac took him through extensive work on Friday. So really, when he came in Saturday, he had the strength that we felt that he needed, and within another 24 hours, we're confident he'd play. But Ryan Pickett's not. Yeah, Ryan's not ready yet. We worked out Ryan today, Tom. If that's what you're getting to, yeah, yeah. We worked out a bunch of guys today. Demetri Nance worked out. He was unable to go. Donald wouldn't work out, I trust Donald. He tried to fight through it. So we had a number of guys out there working out this morning.
Mike, the effort on those two wrestle away interceptions.
I'm sorry?
The effort on those two wrestle away interceptions.
I think that speaks volume of our defensive secondary. They're an instinctive bunch. Frankly, if we weren't so good at receiver, I'd play some of those guys on offense. I mean, the ball skills of our secondary players, with Charles and Nick and Tremont all the way through. Those guys are an instinctive bunch.
Mike,